This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
We continue our discussion about the 2020 agriculture economy as we kick off 2021. University of Kentucky ag economist Dr. Will Snell says many farmers were able to sell their grain off the farm this year.
I don't think certainly have as much stored commodity going into 2021. And again, it's a lot of it being picked up by the trade expansion. We kind of been watching what was going to happen in China all year long. They always tend to start a little bit slow in terms of their purchases since they purchase a lot of our grain after harvest.
Snell says a trade agreement with China was one factor.
We had the big announcement back in January about the phase one trade agreement with China. Still doesn't look like we're going to meet that total, but the last two or three months have been very promising, and moving a lot of soybeans and corn to China. Mexico has picked up towards the end of the year as well. And again, we're looking at some commodity prices at harvest or beyond the 2020 harvest that we didn't anticipate.
He adds farmers still need to be cautious.
Well, we know what happens when we have price incentives in agriculture. Not only do U.S. producers respond, but producers around the globe. So I'm always try not to get too high when prices are soaring and too discouraged when prices are falling because, again, these things tend to level out.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com, and start discovering great deals today.